The clock is, of course, ticking. Midnight is the deadline. Congress still negotiating a bill, and voting on that bill will start in the House. Congressman Tom Cole is a member of the House Budget Committee. I talked to him today, and he says the fight now is mainly about spending.
Most of the policy writers, we're told, have been resolved, and it's now really about how much money are we going to cut. And our Speaker, John Boehner, is pretty determined it's going to be the maximum it can. So he said, hang around. We'll be talking to you again soon. I know he's talked to the President several times this morning, and obviously his counterpart in the Senate, Senator Reid. So we're hopeful that we can still get through this without a shutdown, but with very significant reductions in federal spending. That's been our aim all along.
What have you been able to support? What have you been pretty hard fast about sticking to through all this, sir?
You know, I have a lot of faith in John Boehner, and this is the fight of his lifetime. This is actually what he came to Congress for. He's a small government conservative and believes in low taxes and less spending. And I'm pretty comfortable that when he comes back and says this is the best deal we can get today, that that'll be it. So I've pretty much committed to the Speaker that I'm going to trust him on this one. And I also know we're going to have several bites at this apple. We're going to have the Ryan budget next week on the floor, which I think is, you know, that's about reducing spending by trillions and reforming the entitlement programs. And then we're going to have a debt ceiling vote a little while after that. And we've got the appropriations process for next year where we will reduce whatever we spend this year further next year. So, you know, I would just tell people let's win this thing one play at a time. I'll take 6 yards any day as opposed to take a shot at the end zone.
Am I understanding you correctly then, though, if the Speaker comes back to you and your colleagues and says, the best deal that we can get today to avoid this shutdown includes some of the riders like the Planned Parenthood thing and some of these other things that have cropped up. You're still going to go along with it?
I will. Now, you know, each individual member will make their own decision on that because, again, there's going to be other opportunities on these fronts. Look, I have 100% pro-life voting record. I supported that, and I still do. And at some point you have to decide whether or not you trust your chief negotiator or not. In this case, I absolutely do. I think Speaker Boehner's done a great job. First time in my 9 years here, we've been arguing about how much money to cut instead of how much money to spend. So he's changed the nature of the debate. We secured, thanks to Senator McConnell and the Republicans in the Senate, $40 billion cut essentially in December by not letting the president go to his 2011 budget, but holding him at 2010. The Democrats have agreed to at least $33 billion more, and we're going to win some of these policy rider debates. A lot of them had strong bipartisan support, but at some point you have to recognize you don't control the Senate, and we don't control the presidency. And our aim, and the Speaker's been crystal clear about this all the way along, is not to shut down the government. It's to cut spending as much as possible, and then to take the opportunities down the road to do some more of that. So I think that's where we're headed, and I think the conference feels pretty good about the leadership he's providing.
Dr. Cole, what do you say to federal employees who are a little skeptical about what you say about the fact that your caucus does not want to shut down the government, or is less than enthusiastic about either the size or the pay or some of the other issues that the federal workforce has right now?
Well, of course, on the pay level, the president's frozen federal pay for a couple of years. He did that all on his own. And, I think, again, most of the plans, if you look at the Ryan budget, we're talking about reductions in the size of the federal workforce through attrition over time. So these are things we've actually done before. Finally, I'd say just watch the Speaker. I mean, he's listen to what he said. And he's made it, again, clear in terms of a government shutdown. He's certainly not ruled it out. It's not strictly within his purview, but it said, this is not something I want to do. This is something we should not do, but we are very serious about reducing spending. When you've got a $1.5 trillion deficit an unsustainable debt looking forward, you've got to get serious about addressing these problems. And if we don't, I don't think we'll have any credibility, and we're certainly not going to have much of an economic future.